Hello, everyone. Today, the Church celebrates Wednesday of the third week of Easter, and our scripture passage today comes to us from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 8, verses 1b to 8. There broke out a severe persecution of the church in Jerusalem, and all were scattered throughout the countryside of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. Devout men buried Stephen and made a loud lament over him. Saul, meanwhile, was trying to destroy the church. Entering house after house and dragging out men and women, he handed them over for imprisonment. Now those who had been scattered went about preaching the word. Thus Philip went down to the city of Samaria and proclaimed the Christ to them. With one accord the crowds paid attention to what was said by Philip when they heard it and saw the signs he was doing. For unclean spirits, crying out in a loud voice, came out of many possessed people, and many paralyzed and crippled people were cured. There was great joy in that city. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The deacon Philip shared the gospel with the people of Samaria and received a warm welcome. In Luke's first volume, Jesus attempted to speak to the Samaritans, but they rejected him because he was on his way to Jerusalem. But after hearing the gospel from the lips of the cheerful and open-hearted Philip, they welcomed it with great joy. This shows that God's word can flourish even where it was initially rejected. Even if we sometimes turn away from the Lord, he never turns his back on us. In fact, we have Jesus' word that he will not reject anyone who turns to him. This season of Easter celebrates God's complete faithfulness to his Son, Jesus, and to all of us. This encourages us to trust in him. Even after we have rejected him in some ways, he will never reject us. Although we often fail to respond to the grace of Jesus Christ, he still offers himself to us as the bread of life. He continues to promise that if we come to him, we will never hunger. If we believe in him, we will never thirst.